EPA and NAD Bank fund Rio Grande Valley Water Workforce Training Initiative. Texas Border Business. Texas Border Business. McAllen, Texas, the Skills for Sustainability, S4S, Water Workforce Training Program has officially launched in the Rio Grande Valley and will provide training for up to 50 regional water industry workers. The U.S.-Mexico Border 2025 program is providing an $80,000 grant to support the initiative. The Border 2025 program is a joint initiative of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, and Mexico's Secretaría de Medio Ambiente y Recursos Naturales, SEMARNAT. The program operates with EPA funding and is administered by the North American Development Bank, NAD Bank. The Trust for the Americas, in partnership with South Texas College, will implement the program. The initiative is designed to provide targeted upskilling for 19 employees of the McAllen Public Utility Board, PUB, in areas such as machinery operation safety, environmental literacy, and workforce readiness. The first cohort began training last week, focusing on heavy machinery operations with an emphasis on backhoe use. Programs like the S4S Water Workforce Training Program succeed because of strong, mission-driven partnerships, said John Beckham, Managing Director of NAD Bank. We are grateful to EPA for its support, to the Trust for the Americas for leading implementation, to South Texas College for delivering the training, and to former Texas Workforce Commissioner Julian Alvarez for helping advance this effort in the Rio Grande Valley. We are also pleased that McAllen Public Utility Board, PUB, is utilizing this program to help strengthen the water workforce our border communities need. McAllen PUB General Manager Mark Vega said the utility is pleased to participate in the initiative. We are very excited and grateful to be working with NAD Bank on this critical, and most important, component to our water systems, our people, Vega said. Better trained employees make for a better workforce. Thank you, NAD Bank. In addition to utility employee training, approximately 30 low-income workers will receive instruction designed to help them qualify for entry-level positions with local water operators. The curriculum includes digital skills training and coursework related to obtaining a Type D license from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ. The training program is scheduled to conclude on December 22, 2026. Former Texas Workforce Commissioner Julian Alvarez said workforce development programs play an important role in preparing workers for high-demand careers. During my time as Workforce Commissioner, I saw firsthand how important it is to prepare today's workforce with the technical skills needed for tomorrow's jobs, Alvarez said. Across Texas, many high-demand careers require industry-recognized certificates and certifications. Programs like S4S are an excellent example of how we can meet the workforce needs of employers, not only across Texas, but throughout the nation. Since its launch in 2023, the S4S program has supported specialized training for 431 workers in the El Paso-Juarez region. According to the program, 103 participants from El Paso, Texas, and 328 participants from Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, completed training through partnerships with Microsoft, the Success Through Technology Foundation, STTE, and Western Tech. The program reported that participants later secured positions with organizations including El Paso Water, the local water utility in Ciudad Juarez, Veolia, and the Waterhouse Group.